Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet on this March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 2021. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for your participation. All properly licensed radio amateurs, lads and lassies, are welcome to check into the net. And those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7. If needed, the secondary is no longer an analog repeater. It is held every Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new, or shall I say, green operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue of presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice on amateur radio. Also to promote a good fellowship among amateur radio operators. Also to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TIPSnet is a directed open net, which means we call for a round of check-ins. And when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list for your comments and questions. If you could, when you check in, please note whether you have a question or a comment for the net. There are three sections to the TIPSnet. The first being the open round of questions and comments. The second is a section for your announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And the third is an opportunity for those wishing to seek, swap, or sell amateur radio items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is." Release the mic button exactly like this. And listen to ensure that no other lad or lassie has called at the same time that you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and the location. And please note if you have a comment or question. I'm going to begin to take check-ins now. This is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. You're net control. We'll begin taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Aye, top of the evening to your net control. Here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf. Kevin in Norwich. Is this bar stool in use? Is this bar stool occupied?
Here is 1 Yankee Foxtrot Alpha Hamilton, informed by Spain, get a quick good evening.
Well, I just was thinking here, and good evening to the Net, KA6PDG. Bartender, there's somebody down at the end there speaking with an Irish accent. Maybe you need to call him a cab. No, you're doing a fine job, Dave, enjoying it. And my mind was wandering to single sideband. And of course, Steve made it clear that's not what his question is about. I think in the case of CW, he makes a good point. I think where it sounds the best to your ear and where the signal is the strongest, because, Dave, I get confused about this one. You zero beat on CW, but then you actually want to be off by about, is it 200 hertz or something like that, so you actually hear the side tone. I'll listen to what others have to say. My mind was going to single sideband, where it is quite important, but that was just my mind wandering. As it does when I've had the green stuff, KA6PDG, which I haven't yet.
Ah, very fine business, Kevin. This is Kilo One to Delta Charlie Tango in the tips net. As far as zero beating, it's about a 600 hertz tone, but it's very adjustable. And I will say, with today's radios, with everyone having receiver incremental tuning, it's not a big deal. In the old days, before you had all that, with those green radios, those heat skids, it was very good to be on frequency. Otherwise, you'd have to, each station would have to keep adjusting, and you'd be kind of, you know, wiggling down the band or up the band. But in today's world, not such a big deal. But let's see what W1RPQ has said. This is Kilo One Delta Charlie Tango in the tip set.
K1DCT, this is W1RPQ. Well, I don't have much to add about this other than I was setting up the CW portion of my ham radio deluxe, and I did notice that the zero beat offset there was 700 instead of 600, but a couple other things talked about the 600. But that's about my extent of knowing that, and I'm still learning a few more letters than SOS. So I'm going to pass it back to Net Control and listen to some more of the experts. This is W1RPQ.
Fine business, Bob. Yeah, the experts. That's, of course, X is in has-been. In spurt, is in a drip under pressure. Let's find out what John has to say. W1JOP, what are your thoughts on the zero beat of CW? K1DCT, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet.
And this is WNJP in Northern Ledger now. I don't really have much of a thought on that because I don't do CW, and if someone wants to explain what all that is in a short way, that would be cool. But from what I get is, well, actually I don't really get it, but anyway, not much to report today, just my Thursday. I've got one more day this week to go, then it looks like the weekend. Looks like we might see some white stuff on Friday, followed by 60-degree temperatures next week, so winter in New England. Back to that. This is W1GOP.
Fine business, John. Well, the zero beat has to be the one station has to be on the same frequency as the other station. So when you send and receive, nobody has to keep sliding up and down. It's not a perfect system. It has a lot to do with your hearing and what tone you like. I tend to like a little lower tone than the 600. So, but let's outskirts of Maine to N1YFA. This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet. Your thoughts on the zero beat in CW? Or maybe you got another question for us. Check-ins that maybe been anxiously awaiting to jump in and comment on this. This is Kilo One Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Please come now if you'd like to check in with your call sign slowly.
Mm-hmm.
years gone by, they were fine. They were called grief kits because people usually didn't follow the instructions. If you followed the instructions, laid the parts out, made good solder joints, they pretty much always worked. But if you think you know more than the people that built it, designed it, laid it out for you, that's where you went wrong. So let's see what people have to say about green radios. Okay, 6PDG in the group with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control.
Well, thank you, Dave, our maitre d' for the night. Now, wait a minute. They don't have maitre d's in establishments like this one. We're lucky we have a bartender. Even that's questionable. K6PDG, green radios. And I didn't realize that these kits were green, so I learned something at the very beginning of the net. And I did step out for a few minutes. I heard Hamilton giving some stats about hams in different places, but I walked into the room at the last minute. I had a green radio that was a transistor radio, a portable transistor radio, that 6 transistor, 4 transistor, something, little pocket radio when I was a kid. And I was just remembering, as you were speaking, that my parents had a clock radio that was big, and it always smelled like a radio. You know, radios have to smell a certain way. I guess maybe it had little tubes in it, because it was old. And I'm old, and this is when I was a kid. Let me reset. And that old clock radio, as we always said, clock radios by the bedside, at least that was a thing for a while. I guess it's sort of still is, but it's digital stuff now. This thing was the most disgusting color of green you'd ever not want to see. Think of all the jokes that have been made about the color green and things that are disgusting, and you probably have a picture of what this radio looked like. But it worked good. KA6PDG back to net.
Yes, the old radios, they all had that certain smell, the heat coming off the valves. That was a wondrous thing. So let's go down to W1RPQ, see what he's got to say about green radios, or don't be shy, bring up another subject. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet.
PQ. I don't know, tonight this might be the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsy Net, if you keep the Irish going there. Green radios. I think my dad had a couple of them, but what he had more than that was lots and lots of Heathkit test equipment. He had signal generators and all kinds of stuff. He bought those kits and used them in his shack and just in general electronic repair. So we had several of those green boxes, and I used to love to watch him put them together. Always a challenge, and you didn't want to be around if he dropped a transistor or a resistor on the floor and couldn't find it, because the smoke for some reason started to rise, and it wasn't coming from the equipment. But always a lot of fun and some really good childhood memories. But that's what I have on green radios. Other than I did see an awful lot of them when I was out in Dayton a couple years ago, and people were paying some pretty good prices for some of the really nice looking ones. W1RPQ, back to net.
Very good comment. questions there, Bob. Yes, I had a lot of the green test equipment and a few green radios, but none of it did I ever build. I always bought it used, and but it came with the manual. So if you needed to fix it, it was you had everything you needed as far as schematics and layouts. So let's see if John has made it home yet. W1JOP in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1 Delta. Charlie Tango, your net control. Sounds like John might have stopped off to get his corned beef and cabbage. So let's get on to N1YFA. Hamilton, you got anything to talk about there? Green radios or something else? Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the TipsNet.
Segment in it, and when you took
it to the automatic gain control voltage, and when you were on the station, the eye would almost close right up, or sometimes it would close up, and on a strong enough station, it'd even overlap. But the green cat's eyes or magic eye tuning tubes were another part of green radio. Back to net, W1FJW.
Chuck, thanks for bringing that up. Yes, familiar with the green eye. Got one in the 1940s RCA console, and got one in a Heath Kit capacitor checker right here in the shack. So, familiar with the green eye. I hope they never go bad, because you probably can't get one anymore. Let's get on to November Kilo 1 Victor. Anything to add about the green radios, green eyes, and keep it clean? K1DCT in the tips net.
NK1V. I've never had a Heathkit. The only time I've ever seen them actually is like a Hamfest and stuff, if you remember those. You know, poke around and stuff. I suppose I wouldn't mind doing something like that, put one together. I've never experienced it. I do have a green desktop to my very nice desk in my ham shack, which is a big, heavy metal desk that came from the Department of Mental Health or something like that. It's, you know, it's a state. Very heavy duty. It's very ugly green top, but it's very effective. And I also once had a, when I was struggling after a divorce and so on, someone actually gave me a little green car. I think it was a Ford Escort or something. And I got more miles out of that little green car and put very little green into the green car. So I do, if anybody ever gives me another green car, I will gladly accept it, because they seem to be good luck. Maybe it's Irish luck. Back to net, NK1V.
Liking of the green. Fine business, Steve. We'll stop by at Jerry just to see if he's got a mouthful of chili at the moment. K1 JMN, K1 DCT in the tips net. Joy. Well, at this point, we've been through the list twice, so I think I'm going to make a last call. Are there any additional check-ins, any additional questions at this time? Please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. They're looking for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest to all those of us in the ham community.
W1RPQ with announcements. This is WNRPQ. First announcement is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's March training session will be next Tuesday evening, the 23rd of March, at 7 p.m., and the topic is Go-Kits, and it will be interactive. We'll have some information and presentation, and then we'll open it up for people to present and talk about their Go-Kits, and that'll be the 23rd. We'll open up around 6:30 so people can have some time to chat. And the next announcement is the Meriden Amateur Radio Club will be having Bob Heil as their guest speaker next Thursday on the 25th at 7:30 p.m. This is a Zoom meeting, but it's open to everyone. I have the link, and I will be putting it on the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's webpage. So if you're interested in checking in and listening to a really fantastic guy give a talk, that's a good opportunity for that. So those are the two things I have. This is W1RPQ. Back to Net.
NK6PDG with an item.
K6PDG recognized. Before I move on, does anyone have any questions for what Bob said? Please call now. All right, K6PDG, go ahead with your announcement.
Well, thank you, Net Control. Aside from the fact that I've had a few bites of my corned beef and cabbage and I've opened something green and fresh to drink, the Raison Club is having its monthly club meeting on the air, and that will be tomorrow night, Thursday, beginning at 7:30 p.m. on the Norwich repeater, 146.730, same PL as this repeater, and all amateurs are welcome. So, of course, club members are encouraged to be there. Meetings are always good and interesting, and visitors are more than welcome as well. Tomorrow night at 7:30, Race On Club meeting on the air. K6PDG, back to, what's his name?
Very good announcements. Yes, perhaps tonight I should be Liam or Patrick. Are there any further announcements or items of interest before I move into the third section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet? Please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Alrighty then, we'll be moving into the third section. Those looking to sell, swap, or seeking amateur-related items, please call now.
W1RPQ with an item.
W1RPQ, go ahead with your item.
Now, this is W1RPQ. I have a 4U 19-inch rack carrying case for a Go Kit. It's brand new out of the box. If anyone is interested, please let me know, and my email is goodonqrz. W1RPQ, back to Net.
Alrighty, would there be anyone have a question or want to follow up with Bob about that? Please call now. Alrighty, well, Net Control also has a particular item here. I have a Comet hatch truck, hatch and trunk lip mount. It's a Comet RS720 NMO. I ended up with two. I don't need two. So if anyone has some interest, I am also good on QRZ. Anyone have any questions or comments, please call now. Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tipstead. All right. night, not hearing anything. I'll make this the last call for the Tonight City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins at this time before I close the net? Please call now. Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Alrighty, that was last call, folks. All you lads and lassies need to move on down the line. I'm going to close the net. I want to thank you all for coming to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And thanks to all those that stood by while we conducted the net and all this foolishness. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, presently in the Zoom fashion. The meetings are at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at tricityarc.org. I want to thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to its normal amateur use. This is a Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango 73s and good evening.
Disconnected.